CliffCentral.com.
Let us welcome this morning Solomon Gundin, who is going to join us to talk about markets.com, and he's the managing director of Finalto in South Africa, a global market specialist, he's a trader, and he's also a seasoned banker. Solomon, it's nice to see you. How are you?
Morning, guys. I'm good. Are you well?
Excellent. Thank you. It's good to have you on the show, and we're looking forward to and excited to have something new on CliffCentral.com with markets.com. So just tell us quickly, because I think a lot of people, you know, are new traders. They're looking for a safe place to start. Maybe there's some people who are listening now who are experienced traders who are looking for low spreads, multi-assets, high tech. Markets.com is really for everybody. So tell us a little bit about the business and kind of what markets.com is all about and what the association to Finalto is.
Sure. Markets.com is a business inside of Finalto. It is the retail trading arm of Finalto. The Finalto group consists of predominantly four different businesses. One is markets.com. Mm-hmm. It is a fintech business that develops tech for big banks or for big institutions that do not have the technology. The third piece is it's a liquidity provider. It provides liquidity. We have a massive liquidity desk sitting out in dealing centers in London, and it provides liquidity to the global market. And the final piece is in Finalto is the CRM or data piece. We manage massive amounts of data, and we have an understanding of how to manage data, and we make this accessible to brokers or financial service providers that don't have such capabilities.
That sounds fantastic. All right, so what is the business of markets.com? Is it a trading platform? Is it a place that gives you information? Like, help us to understand this from, you know, from a dummy like me, from my point of view.
Got you. So markets is, yes, it's definitely a trading platform. It's an online trading platform. The platform is basically a portal into exchanges or into assets that are traded on a global scale. It's not necessarily an exchange traded asset portal. It could be a non-exchange traded asset portal, but it gives you access to a multiple of assets. For example, you could trade indices like the S&P 500, NASDAQ, mm-hmm. the JSE. You could trade single stock futures like Anglo Rand, or you could trade the fintech stocks in the US.
Oh, wow.
You could also trade cryptocurrencies, foreign exchange. We trade what we call gray markets. So before there's an IPO or before there's a initial public offering, we make a gray price, and you could trade that before the listing. And of course, there's other assets that we'll bring onto the market, like exchange traded futures and so on.
This is amazing. All right, so Solomon, help me understand this quickly, because you that's a huge range of products. A lot of people are, maybe they're already involved in trading. Maybe they've already, you know, bought certain assets. They're interested in certain markets. And you can do it all in one place here on markets.com, which is kind of exciting, because they may have 10 different things that they have to open up, 10 different tabs on their you know, browser. They may be on 10 different sites. They may be in 10 different places. So markets can allow you to do all of this at once, right? In one place at one time.
Yeah, absolutely. So the markets philosophy is quite simple. It's to be responsible and to provide all of the trading tools or research tools to the discerning trader, whether you're a novice trader, you're a professional trader, or you trade as an institution. So inside the markets domain, inside the single sign-on markets platform, you can access the research. We've got external research providers. Mm-hmm. We create our own content through our analysts, who sits out in the UK. We also produce a lot of the technical information that's inside the platform.
Right.
So for the fundamental trader that looks for long-term investments or look for long-term trading analysis, you'll find it inside the research portal, and then you can go and stick your trade into the platform. For the guy that's a technical trader, most of our FX and gold guys are technical traders. They'll trade short term. You'll find that there's lots of tools. Like, for example, you could look at the charting. You could look at some of the analysis tools that allows you to plot your stop losses, profit takes, and put on short positions. So it caters for everybody right across from novice to the professional trader.
I love this because they also, the information component is so important. And anybody who's ever made money, whether it's in trading or investing long term or anything else, and we've talked to a lot of them on the show, they all say to you, you need more information. Of course, you guys are not, you're not giving financial advice, but you allow people access to all the other places where they can get financial advice, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We don't give financial advice. The system, through algorithmic information, might direct or give you some sort of sense. If you look at the charts, for example, inside micromarkets.com, you can plot a trade and you can see the trend and you can then start to put on your own trade. It's very short term, however. But if you want advice, of course, you can source advice from many. As you know, there's many different sources in terms of market information, economic information, technical information. Some of the service providers are contributors to our platform. For example, we've got Reuters that contributes information inside the platform. But besides that, information ratio is wide and vast for any trader that's looking to trade.
All right. So who's your typical client? I mean, you've indicated that you'd have technical traders. You can have people who are maybe day traders, people who are looking for initial public offerings, crypto traders. Is there any kind of person in particular that you're looking for? How do I know if I'm a markets.com client?
I mean, historically, we've had a certain LSM category that traded onto trading platforms like ourselves. We've also found that historically, because the numbers were so small, because a lot of people left institutions to kind of take over their investments or their savings and kind of trade for them. What we've found is a migration, however. People are starting to take ownership. I think COVID had something to do with it. Mm-hmm. People sat home, they've had a lot of time to spend on their investments, their portfolios, and analyze the market. So we've seen a lot of people in this, not just in South Africa. It started out in the UK. We've now seen it's becoming predominant in South Africa. That guys are sitting on the platform and looking to take over some portion of the portfolios, or look at it as a frugal hack to make additional money by trading unemployment and so on and so forth. So the typical client has now changed. The profile, the dynamic has changed. The demographic has changed. We're finding younger people coming to the platform. You're finding people with lesser deposit values coming to the platform. And the good thing about markets is that we've understood we're not just a global brand that's forcing a global global strategy or a global plan to the local market. Mm-hmm. We become a uniquely South African brand because we understand we've got to cater for the entire demographic profile, the lower deposit, the high deposit, the passive trader, the complex trader, the guy that knows the market and the guy that does not. One of the things we've done to make sure we're responsible and we've geared the market up in a very responsible way is that we've started weekend classes for guys that want to attend on online weekend classes to understand what is responsible trading. How do you navigate through the platform? How do you read research? How do you stop if there's a potential loss? How do you stop your losses and not lose all of your equity? So those are kind of the things we've had to do to ensure the new guy that comes to the market is finding a great experience inside the platform.
That's terrific. So you're actually offering people classes as well to learn how to trade better. You've got the inputs of all these various, the different stock markets, the different IPOs that are listed, crypto markets, a bunch of different assets. So we'll be looking at the market as a whole, which I think is very, very exciting. But I think it's great that you're offering people free or the ability to learn information that can help them to understand the market better.
Yeah, absolutely, Gareth. I mean, this is we've got to act responsibly. So we're not about chasing bottom line.
Sure.
We're about ensuring that we've got longevity. We're ensuring that we are a highly regulated broker. Quite frankly, we're one of a very few brokers with what we call an ODP license, an over-the-counter derivative product license.
Right.
And I think that's a very key point because if a client for the first time is going to enter the trading markets, that's the first question you should ask of any of his broker. Do you hold an ODP license? And if you do not, then I'd caution moving forward with that broker because the regulator ensures that there's certain liquidity requirements, there's certain capital requirements, there's appropriateness testing so that people don't lose money. You can, the potential for loss is inherent, we know that, but we don't want people to lose money. We want them to act responsibly. We got to be responsible first before clients are.
Yeah, I think that's really important. And a lot of people have been swindled by a lot of these fly-by-night operations. And these licenses and these conditions for trading properly are massively important. Nobody needs to be taken for a ride. And that's also why we wanted to have someone on the show who has not only access to all of these different markets, but also someone who is responsible and who has the required licenses so that we know we're dealing with a real business here and not some some dodgy bunch of people. Because I mean, I'm sure you know, Solomon, there are plenty of people in your world, in the finance world, who have made a quick buck, and then they think they're the real deal. They think that they can now go on and manage other people's money. You can't just do that, right?
No, absolutely, and you shouldn't do that. I mean, at the end of the day, it is a consumer-based business. Some people, it's a lost kind of a disposable income that they're putting into a trading portfolio and trying to earn something out of it. So yes, you cannot just not add a value add to a client by just taking money, holding it and giving it back to them, or not giving it back to them because it's in a lost position. Our value add is that, once again, as I mentioned, it's the portal. It's making sure we've got them to a point of responsible trading before we give them execution rights. And the way the platform works is if there's a broker in it for money, there'll be a commission base. We don't charge commissions. We're at the lowest points in our spread. So we're not in it to make a quick buck and just move on to the next client. We're here for longevity.
I love it. It sounds terrific. You're also going to be giving us plenty of intel on what is going on in the markets, which I think is very, very exciting for many of us. People are looking for more information, but information that is particular to them and information which will be useful in helping them to trade better. And that's exactly why we're thrilled to have markets.com on cliffcentral.com from here on in. That was Markets Mondays, which is with Solomon Gundan. Here he is. We'll also be speaking to some of your people in the UK, right? We're going to speak to some of your market specialists, so that's exciting. And we'll get to hear from different people every second week. Here it is. Twice a month on the show, we will bring you Markets Mondays with Markets.com. And you can find out more by going onto the internet, and you can check out all of their different handles. They're on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and on YouTube, Markets.com. And we'll put all those links up on Cliff Central as well. They will be back again in 2 weeks. You can follow the link on CliffCentral.com to register with them. Solomon, great to see you. Thank you very much for being on the show this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So there it is, Markets Mondays, brought to you by Markets.com. Very, very cool stuff. And we will chat to Solomon and his team very, very soon to find out even more about how we can make our money work harder for us. CliffCentral.com.